It's Money Mondays with Melody Hobson, and Melody is president of Aerial Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investments and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Melody, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. All right. Your topic today is about American women bear the brunt of student loans.
Yes. This is really interesting. Okay, so there's new information out on student loans. The most recent data is as of May, and the student loan debt topped another milestone for the United States, $1.5 trillion in student loans out there. So that is obviously just a stunning number on its own. But really grabbed my attention is the recent report from the American Association of University Women, which found that two-thirds of this debt is held by women. And after completing a bachelor's degree, on average, women have about $1,500 more debt than men, but Black and Hispanic women take on even more debt than white women, with our average when we're done being about $30,000.
Because more women go to college than men?
So we know that for sure. So more women are enrolled in undergraduate and graduate programs. 56% of college students today are women, and 35% more women attend graduate school. Now, here's the interesting thing.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Yeah.
Women believe, and the data tends to show, they need to have more degrees to make the same amount of money.
Because we're not otherwise.
Right. So we have to be more educated in order just to be even because of the pay inequality that exists in this country, which is just, I mean, so we have to take on more debt, work harder, longer, et cetera, just to be hopefully even.
And doing three times the work, too.
Right.
As a male counterpart.
And women aren't paid the same as men?
Women are not paid. We know that pay and equity still exists. Some companies have taken this on and studied their pay to be able to state that they have pay equity. Mm-hmm. But we're still at 78 cents for every dollar that a man makes. And Black women is much less than that.
Right.
And the whole idea of going to college is to get a job.
Right.
That pays money.
But it takes us that much longer because we don't have the money.
Yeah.
Right. And interestingly, we looked at the numbers, and Black women, as I mentioned, disproportionately impacted by this debt. According to the report, 57% of Black women reported an inability to meet essential expenses in the last year of school. This is one of the most heartbreaking things. I've actually seen this in some of the work that I've done with colleges directly. That last quarter, that last semester of college, where Black women drop out because we literally run out of money. So you've taken on all this debt, and then you graduate without the degree. Mm-hmm. That is heartbreaking.
Wow.
You get to the finish line just before the finish line and can't.
Well, interestingly, at Spelman, they have a scholarship program that they actually called the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for that second semester senior to be able to get across the finish line. And oftentimes what they need to finish could be just a few $100s. Mm. And that is really, as I said, to have gone through all of that, taken on that debt, and then not to be able to graduate is terrible. Now, the other thing to keep in mind, when you know, we as a community and, of course, women and students need to understand when they do take on their debt, they need to understand their ability to pay it back based upon the major or the job that they're going to choose.
Mm.
And one rule of thumb is you want to keep your total student loan debt below 75% of your first year salary, if at all possible. Women get, again, disproportionately impacted by having a heavier debt load and being over that 75% number because of some of the industries that we often pursue, like education and some other areas that don't have, obviously, the same robust pay scales.
And not going into some of the other things like IT or
exactly.
Any of the STEM.
What's the solution? Is there a solution?
So the solution is
pay us more.
Exactly. Tom, I think yes, it is to, you know, equal pay certainly, but on the front end, we need to have students, especially women, and minority women, be more aware and understanding of the financial aid process, because that's one of the things. The process is so hard. By knowing and not knowing how to navigate it, it can affect how much debt we end up with. And there are ways to optimize the loan process. So that's one that going into college, taking the time to really understand the financial aid process. The other thing is a student loan process. Thinking about the major you're going to have and the starting salaries of that expectant major so that you can cover that debt. And then in terms of policy, you have to look at the Pell Grants and some of the things that we have out there to make sure students have, again, an equal shot, and especially how it relates to women. And then equal pay, Paycheck Fairness Act, the Pay Equity for All Act. This is actual legislation that is out there to level the playing field. We need that kind of legislation passed so employers don't have an excuse.
And does this indicate how parents help their kids in paying off the study as well?
This study did not, but we know that some parents, you've heard me tell these stories, they end up sacrificing their own retirement to get their kids through school, and they create this vicious circle where their kids then have to take care of them while they're trying to take care of their own families and hold a job. They don't save for themselves. And, we never sort of break out from this cycle. And we never pass on any generational wealth. So while it sounds hardcore, and I don't mean it to, I do tell people you can't sacrifice your retirement. It is actually easier for a young person to get out of debt with a student loan, which is the best debt you could possibly have, versus some of the other debt that's more frivolous, like credit card debt, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't say frivolous, because some people need credit cards in order to live. I don't want to dismiss that. But the debt, we know that there are times when we've bought things that we shouldn't have bought. All of us are guilty of that versus, when you're putting debt on yourself to get a degree, there's a direct correlation between a college degree or any degree. The higher up you go, the more you get paid.
Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. More about this on blackamericaweb.com.